cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, this is Yada the King Radio, man. We getting it in right now. Just getting it in, baby. Brand new day, a brand new show, man. And I'm going to say this. This is a day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad, man. Sometimes we have to say that to ourselves because, you know, there's situations in life that happen. You know what I'm saying? And we got to see if Christians got a voice. And that's the topic of today, Christians and their voice. We saw what happened with Chick-fil-A. The owner stood on his biblical beliefs. And, you know what I'm saying, to me, I was like, wow, man, just seeing all the believers go support him, that's when we have a voice, man. So we're going to talk about that. Do we have a voice? Is this just a one-time thing, or is this something that we can continually see? Also, we're going to have the brother, man, Seven Seal, a.k.a. God's Dagger, get it in with us in just a hot second, man. We're going to hear his testimony, his story. And one thing, when I called him the first time we were chopping it up, he was like, man, I want you to read my testimony. And I'm like, man, that's what we do, bruh. That's what we do, man, here at Yada the King Radio. We get it in. And dude is a networker. He actually does a lot of work with a couple of radio stations as well. So we hitting San Antonio real hard, man, the whole Texas area, man. And we want y'all to tell everybody to go ahead and get it in. I'm going to do this, man, in honor of Chick-fil-A. The homie Servant said a song called Chick-fil-A, man, and it's just a stance. He's supporting what they're doing out there. So let's check this out here on Yada the King Radio, man, where we're made to praise. Let's go.
I'ma throw my Chick-fil-A. Hey, no. You know my stance. Hey, no. Hey, no. Hey, no. Hey, no. I'ma throw my Chick-fil-A. Hey, you know my stance. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, hey,
I'll
tell you what it is.
I'ma throw my Chick-fil-A. You know my stance. I please God, not man. I'ma blow my Chick-fil-A. You know my stance.
I'm on my Chick-fil-A. Listen,
I eat more chicken, even though this more than chicken. I see on Twitter trending Chick-fil-A attacked by the gays. I'm flipping, all because President Dan Cathy is a firm Bible believer, and he won't turn it off. He follows Jesus. He didn't invent the chicken, just made that chicken sandwich. We got it by the Bible, yeah, that's where our stance is. They bet Chick-fil-A in Boston, Chicago too, because they put their faith first. That's what we do. They attacking our faith, want us to betray and deny our king, but we stay grounded in base in 2 Timothy 3:16, and we own that 66. That's that full cannon. Even though everyone around me trips, you know just where I'm standing. And I stand so mirrors has stood more than 1,000 years amongst all the nations, so we won't be changing here. And my God still loves you, and so do I. My stance and Chick-fil-A's both coincide. I'ma throw my Chick-fil-A, you know my stance.
I please God, not man.
I'ma throw my Chick-fil-A, you know my stance. I'ma throw my Chick-fil-A, you know my stance.
I please God, not man.
I'ma throw my Chick-fil-A, you know my stance.
Even though this more than chicken, it's more like a fight defending our rights as bond servants of Christ. Christians, Christians upon a mission, never giving up on all the things we believe. Even ask our martyrs, steady being slaughtered for Jesus overseas. The saints, we staying calm, cool breeze. Jeremy Lin, Tebow, yes we believe. Let's get at the heart, family, you feeling hurt and pain. And we got that clean start, just call upon Jesus' name.
We all born sinners, he sent his son just to solve that. As soon as Christ enters, he fixes us and starts to dissolve that.
What's that? Them old ways, that old man. Read Romans 1, I pray you understand. Our stance on marriage will stand more than 1,000 years amongst all the nations, so it won't be changing here. And my God still loves you, and so do I. My stance and Chick-fil-A's both coincide.
I'ma throw my Chick-fil-A, you know my stance.
I please God,
body like a slave. So I don't speak to y'all and wind up a castaway. And I would have to say that sin has a bad aftertaste. But sometimes I'm at the table like, hurry up and pass my plate. Hey, some days I'm doing great and I'm ducking and bobbing sin, Sugar Ray Robinson. But sometimes I see the ring and I panic. I get caught with the sucker punch and go down like the Titanic. I gotta hand it to the enemy because he make it seem like it's him, but in the end it's really the inner me that's causing all my problems with divinity. Sent me the Holy Trinity, need to empty my memories. The center me is looking like a twin to me. When he tends to get into me, tossing, turning, and spinning me. But I can grin because I'm knowing who the winner be. And every one of my steps is ordered just like a centipede. I need to work. Myself, the dangers when I change into a stranger. Gotta meet myself, making sure Jesus Christ is the foundation underneath myself. I gotta mercy seat myself, man, I can't undefeat myself. And so I hit my knees if I should need some help, and he can tell me what I need to read, and I can feed myself if I should ever feel the need to lead. Just to succeed myself, there is no victory apart from he. I guarantee it fails. And so I'm on my grind. Christ is on my mind. Was blind, he was so kind. Set me free, showed me his love. I'm blessed to let you know this my confession. I'm far from professional when it comes to sparring my flesh. And yo, I had to learn to give it all to God, and I whip it, whip it, whip it, whip it, whip it, whip it
real hard.
When I'm working the hardest, the people ain't heard from K because he been murking the targets. The people don't care for practice, the people just want the games. But if we don't work on the back end, the people aren't entertained. Or even worse, they are, but that's all, and that's par, which is cool for playing golf. But I gets the clubs swinging as in bars, with these bars trying to fix a hole in one of their hearts. They flip birdies, I'm more regal, straight up eagle, set apart, check the score. I'm like Tiger on the course, in his heyday for his melee with his wife because of horse. I have faced the same temptations, yes I too do have my flaws, but escaped it all unscathed because the dues paid on the cross, and the dues paid on my knees. Times I stay between the sheets, pages of the Holy Bible, don't just read it, man, I eat it, I digest it, work the lessons until fruit is manifesting. So when the game is on the line, I don't waste time with second guessing, I just go to work.
We want you to come help us stomp our hunger. Saturday, November 17th, 7 p.m. at the Harambe in Renton. This is a concert being used to raise resources for the homeless in our community, with performances by some of the biggest and most talented in the game, to include national recording artists and about-face CEO, SoCon. Also featuring Jazz Digger, with a special guest performance by Miss Michelle Lang. Also featuring Original, Zach Trandum, and of course yours truly, RTL. Tickets available right now at showclicks.com as well as soulbrothermusic.com. $8 in advance, $10 at the door. The Takeover Concert Series, sponsored by Had Not Janitorial, J-Bears Real Estate, SLS and Yacht of the King Radios, New Focus Photography, and Perfect Dimension Clothing. November 17th, the Harambe, 316 South 3rd Street in Renton. For more info, go to soulbrothermusic.com.
Tuxafire Records presents Daughter of Zion. Daughter of Zion. With her debut single, Listen by My Faith, featuring Mystery Noon.
I'm living by my faith. I'm living by my faith. I'm living by my faith.
Along with Prodigal Child, featuring David Reedy.
I'm gonna
music for touring days, visit her online at daughterofzionkm.com.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Duck King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada.King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
That's the homie K9 featuring Cambino, man. They've been doing a lot of double teaming lately. You know what I'm saying? We got to find out, is it going to be a K9 Cambino collab album? And that song right there was called Work. And the homie Seven Seal was just sharing with us, man, how he deals with a lot at his work, man. But Seven Seal, so we can find out who you are, can you share your testimony, man, about how you came to know Jesus and some of the things that happened before that? Amen.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear. Did you say you're going to a commercial right now?
Go ahead, bro. Go ahead and share that testimony with us now.
What part do you want to know, man? This testimony is kind of extensive, my dude. It's like a 3-part series. I got to break it down in a nutshell.
Yeah, go ahead. Nutshell us.
I guess let's put it like this, man. You know what? Jesus loved me so much that he died for me on the cross. His blood covered me, his whips, the scars, the scar tissue, the blood that came down his forehead was not only just for myself, but for everyone in this world. You know what I mean? As a little kid, I was raised a Catholic, man, and this is just a brief, small background on my past as just a person. I was raised a Catholic, raised up in religion, you know what I'm saying? And just lost, my dude. You know what I mean? I seen Jesus on the cross. I seen Jesus with BO5 looking hair on pictures. I had Jesus on my candle. You know what I mean? I had Jesus on the rosary. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you know what, man? It didn't do nothing for me. You know what I'm saying? Mm. A candle didn't do nothing for me. A cross didn't do nothing. And all I can say is this, man. For these past 3 years, man, I truly accepted Christ as my Savior, as my personal Lord and Savior in my life. I accepted the Holy Ghost. I'm saved, sanctified, and I'm in my right mind today in Christ's name for about 3 years now.
Amen.
You know what I mean? I'm about to be 32 years old. I got a bad background of, you know what I mean, of violence, you know what I'm saying, gang banging, you know what I mean, a lot of dirty things, slang and hustling, you know what I mean? So I did a lot of dirt out there, you know what I mean? I should be dead from an overdose, to be honest, you know what I mean, when I was 18. And there's a lot of things people trying to take me out. You know what I'm saying? I could just imagine some of the hits that were probably on my life that I didn't even know about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So this is a lot of mercy and grace. And it just goes you to show that I was truly called for such a time as this, because if not, I wouldn't be able to have an opportunity to glorify the Christ the King right here, right now, in this very specific moment to say he is Lord and he is risen. You know what I'm saying? He is alive. You know what I'm saying? He has risen.
Amen.
You know what I mean? It's just a beautiful thing to say I can testify about the glorious glory of our Lord and Savior, you know what I mean? So that's just a brief background on as a person, if you will.
No, that's what it is, man. So it's always good to hear what God has saved people from, man, because I believe, as you said, since Jesus died on the cross for the sins of everyone, all they have to do is accept what he's done. They can be saved, man. And I just want to have you share with us, man, some of the growth that has taken place in the last 3 years, man, as a believer. Your whole life was just changed, turned around. Talk to us about some of the things that God has been teaching you and some of the things he has even been dealing with you on.
Yeah, God, I'll tell you like this, man. What I thought I knew, I didn't know. You know, when I accept him, the Lord is my Savior, you know what I'm saying? Abba Father, you know what I mean? March 16, 2009 is when I came to the Lord. That was the day I was resurrected. You know what I'm saying? I was reborn. I accepted the Savior. You know, not that I'm sorry. I accepted our Savior, you know what I'm saying? I walked into a ministry, you know what I mean? And I went full-time, you know what I mean? I got sat down. You know what I'm saying? Sat down meaning, look, I have to learn. I got to get corrected. I got to get discipled. I got to get delivered. You know what I'm saying? From a lot of foul spirits that I had in my own personal body. And that's real talk. Spirits, demons of impurity, demons of masturbation, demons of lust, demons a sexual morality, a whoremonger spirit, a lying spirit, a murderous type of spirit. You know what I'm saying, man? But this stuff is real, my dude. You know what I mean? If I not have been through the mercy and grace of our Lord and Savior, I would not be here. You know what I'm saying? This was my last chance, and I accepted him through my last chance because I heard the pastor say, thus saith the Lord, this is it. You ain't getting no more. You know what I'm saying? I gave it all up. So now when that took place, you know what I'm saying? God had to show me who I was. And I guess you could say it like this. You could say that I fell off a cliff, and I fell upon a rock. You know what I'm saying? And the rock was so sharp, it pierced into my bone marrow. And it shattered me into a bunch of million thousand pieces. And one by one, the Lord, you know what I'm saying, decided to start go ahead and putting me together for his glory. So he could put me on the pillar to say, look what I have done. Look what I have saved. Look at my creation. You know what I mean? Though he was a sinner, he has now been saved by my grace. You know what I'm saying? And I'm still learning. I'm still being discipled. I still get corrected from the Lord. You know what I'm saying? Going 3 years strong. There's people out there that's been 20 years strong in the ministry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In Christ himself. You know what I'm saying? And I'm still living. You know what I mean? I'm growing and I'm maturing in the things of the Lord daily, man. You better believe it, man. I pray.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is, baby.
I talk to the Lord. I talk to the Holy
Spirit. Yeah, we got to hear that, man. All the stuff that that God, I mean, it's very serious that we need deliverance, man. And I'm appreciative of the homie Seven Seals sharing that with us, man, because, you know, sometimes people act like they had it together before they came to Christ, and you cannot get saved on your own.
Hey, Marquis,
sir.
Check this out. Look. In this interview, I want to talk about, I've done so many interviews, dude. You know what I mean? It's like almost a home plate for me to do interviews. I'm too used to it.
Yeah.
But I want to share about the spiritual aspect of how real this war is. So exactly what you're saying, I want to talk about, you know, the demonic activity versus holiness.
Cool.
You know what I mean? And how Satan is deceiving the body of Christ in these last days.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? And this is real, you know what I mean? So I got some testimonies, yo, that people will be scared to have, and some people may have experienced them, and some people are so scared to even have stuff experience what I've seen or what I've actually had experienced in my actual natural body in the demonic realm. You know what I mean?
So we're going to talk about that in just a second. Let's do this, man. We're going to go to your first song right here, Story That Lives by Seven Seal. Talk to us about this joint.
Hold on. Don't drop him. Story That Lives.
Hey, we got to, man. We got to go to a song. What song you want to do? Present day right now?
Do present day. Story That Lives, that's the mixtape that's about to come out first very, very soon. Leave that as the last one, man.
Okay. See, you know, Seven Seal, he been doing interviews for a minute, so he corrected me real quick. Let's get into this joint right here. Present day word. Yeah, you know how we do it. Yada the King, let's go.
Is it?
That depends on the individual, Mr. Wordsworth.
Indeed it does.
What kind of idiocy is this, Mr. Wordsworth? You've locked the door.
Yeah. Hey yo, perplexed with emotions, sitting flat my decimals. I'm headed to my future, walking home, land of milk and honey. Many are counting me out, but Christ counted me in. Supreme linguistics, word of Christ prodigal, kill the fan calf. I'm back at home, motivated by the Holy Ghost. And yo, Seven, how you doing? I stay unlocked like federal security. Fingers going down like ATF. My motive is set. I rock chinchilla coats in the summertime. Significant like the word of God wrapped around my life. My circumference initiates my spirit back to the sky. Awake your soul, spirit baptized. The final quest is here. Verbal enhancer, 9V metal blade, some machine laser. Dodge bullets on top of canister.
I'm going to sit down and read my Bible. It's been hidden here for over 20 years. It's a crime punishable by death. Still, it's the only possession that I have that has any value at all to me. So I'm going to just sit down and read it. Until the moment of my death.
Yeah. How will you spend your life? Yo, bang, bang, shot him up. Pulled a fragment through the walls. 2 a.m. rumble in the jungle. No sleep, pray before I combat. I'm blessed cause I seek his face. I need more humility. Retrieve my arms, gain honor. Salute to my thugs, AMG artillery. Accelerator blessings. The gray horn exceed through the wonders.
trust comes in the form of beauty. My gateways are protected by his blood. I bless the Lamb of God, holy is his name. I'm back to worship, on my knees I stay bent. My orders are strict, son, I can't sway to the left. Cast my net, form tight like legionnaires. Cast my spear, headed toward the great throne. Gasp for air, courage and no fear. Jesus is Lord of all, yeah. And yo, Jesus is Lord of all. Seek his face while you can. Great white throne room. Spare the saints, lift it up to the altar of incense. Revelation chapter 8.
Versus evil between the people. You either running with them rats or flying with the eagles. They say aiming for a winning team is illegal. When you chasing a ring, LeBron feeling like Smeagol. Mind over matter, rhymes over chatter. God over all, so I'm climbing heaven's ladder. No turning back, eyes locked in on the prize. It's in the skies, it's getting Christ to rise. At the right time, the divine will shine. It's fine to climb, the vine, the rhyme, we're trying to grind. Just mind the signs, helping dodge the grime. How you gonna be a leader when you follow the blind? This world is a beast, you ain't nothing but it's in a man. My life is like Big Red, I'm a sinner man. And will y'all remain the same? Man, I focus on the name, help it change the game.
What you trying to say, bro? You never make that complaint when you go on to pick them J's up. 188 for the eights and pull out the fake ones. Like, you see how Jordan's side look like he's gaining weight. You ought to be used to this. Dudes choose to be new to this. When speaking the truth to them all, the second is disillusionment. I guess they cool with me if I cool it for the sake of coolness. If you come cool with their foolishness, well, I'm cool it is. When you do, it is the booth. You know wisdom then came out like I'm missing the two. But to the lowercase t, it was finished for you. They gon' miss the T. That's why I pity the fool. When they get hostility or they lippy to you, unapologize, give them humility, for lippy is too. Wow. Admit it's the truth. Try kicking off the defense if I'm offensive to you.
Too
reality, we committing lyrical battery. Forget the salary, we make it known for the casualties. That wasn't always my aim and my upbringing. I'm not gonna lie, the anthem I was always singing was Sim Sima. Who got that keys to my be my that I used to dream of? But I've been chiseled into a sanctified MC. Gas tank full, have yet to see it empty. I'm grinding, steady trying to follow my passions. You over there busy trying to keep up with Kardashians. You be stuck on the television station. You'll never realize the problem till you leave the situation. I'm telling them we getting ready cause it's crunch time. Throw hooks in our rhymes, that's what you call a punchline. Cut from another corner as long as I've been alive. I'm red like when Jordan is rocking at 4-5.
Right there was A-Flow featuring KB. The song is called Too Real on Yada the King, man. And we chopping it up with a brother, man, that has a real story, a real testimony, man. And you were a secular artist, Seven Seal. You were a secular artist. I want you to talk about the transition from not just only being a secular artist, but to being a Christian. You want to share, you were talking about some of the stories of the warfare that went on and all that, man. Can you share that with us today, bro?
Yeah, I could definitely, yeah, you know what I'm saying, whenever you're ready, my dude.
Hey, I'm ready right now.
So I'm ready right now. You know what I mean? First of all, I just want to say thank you, my brother, for even having me come on, you know what I'm saying, to your show, you know what I'm saying, to your ministry, you know what I mean? The Don, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Everyone tuned into the Don, you know what I'm saying? it definitely is an honor, my brother, you know what I mean? Everywhere we go, you know what I'm saying? Me and the Holy Ghost, you know what I mean? Just to get a chance to just glorify the name of the Lord, you know what I mean? Because it's all about Jesus.
Amen.
It's always about Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Let's see here. Ask me the first question first. That way I can kind of answer you accordingly, because there's just way too much to get up in one single answer. So if you ask me a direct question.
Yeah, the transition.
The timeline type of factor.
Right. Give me a transition from you were a secular artist, that whole transition to becoming a Christian. Man, talk to me about that.
All right. I'm going to take you this, man. March 16, 2009. It was February of 2009. I had some affiliation, music affiliation with some of Wu-Tang family. You know what I'm saying? Now, was I raised with them? No. You know what I'm saying? It was all business, you know what I mean? Yeah, I did some acts with some of them, you know what I mean? I started getting some noise, you know what I mean? But one of the brothers who really started opening up his doors to me was Shaheen.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The man child, if you will, you know what I mean? And we really started chopping it up. So I started carrying the bottom up record name, you know what I mean? Under my old artist name, if you will. And I came out to San Antonio to do music. I hired on an independent manager who was well-versed with Wu-Tang family. You know what I mean? I don't need to say the person's name because it's irrelevant. You know what I'm saying? But the fact is that I went over there. We came to an agreement. I hired on to my independent company that I had formed at the time. You know what I mean? I started staying with her. It was all business. It was no pleasure, so to speak. You know what I mean? In the world's terms, you know what I mean? To go get everything popped off. Now, in the midst of that time frame, you know what I mean? I was doing interviews. I was going showing my faces. I started getting some real notoriety, you know what I'm saying? And waving my hand and be like, yo, man, blah, 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 taking pictures, you know what I mean? And my face was starting to get known, not just here, but in other places. I was starting to rise up in the rank, if you will, in the underground circuit as an MC, you know what I mean? Because of my affiliation of who I was connected to in the world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And one day, I'm going to tell you like this, you know, here's the transition right here. You know what I mean? One day, I was watching TV in the family room, and John Hagee's commercial came out, or John Hagee started preaching about something. You know what I mean? I don't know if you guys are familiar with John Hagee.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah, I know who that is.
So I started noticing some things. I started noticing some things on TV, and there was something in me, man. I'm telling you, man, I've had a calling on my life since I was a baby. I just didn't know that it was in the Lord. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? God's been trying to get my attention since day one. It is I who was rebelled, not he. You know what I mean? And finally, I had woken up. I'm telling you, man, something, my brother, something inside of me started shaking up. And something was letting me know that my time is coming.
Wow.
I don't know if that makes sense, my dude. Look, I've experienced death in his face. You know what I mean? And surely it laughed at me, and I couldn't really laugh back. I was just saved by his grace and mercy. You know what I mean? So I can't say I laughed at death's face, because that's not the case. I was on my way to hell. You know what I mean? I should have died that night. And so it just goes into essence to say this, man, is that what God had planned for me, my future and hope, you know what I mean, was so close to me, I didn't know how close it was, but yet hell was closer because I was living a life of sin.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Something inside of me stirred up. I kid you not, my dude, yo, man, I was crying. You know, I went into the room that I was in essence somewhat, if you will, like ranting, you know what I'm saying? And I was looking out the window, yo, and I started crying, my dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I started crying because, you know what, man, I've experienced it all, my dude. Look, I've been pleasured by a female in so many ways, I can never be pleasured again, man. There is nothing else that any woman out there, you know what I'm saying, can do to me that can make me want to go back to the world, because I've experienced everything that Satan has to offer.
Mm.
I've experienced his filth. I've experienced his trash. I've experienced his fake gold, because it's not even his, man.
Can I keep it real?
I've experienced everything that Lucifer, the fallen angel, can offer you to come on over to the kingdom of darkness.
Wow.
I've experienced it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I tell Satan to stay that fallen angel to get this behind me. I serve one God and one God alone. Get under my feet in Christ's name. And I've made up in my mind this day of whom I will serve. So I'm telling you is this, man, is that when I started crying, I realized that. I realized that, man, what else is there to this world?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Where else is there? I know I'm going to hell because I have experienced demonic activity. I know they're real. And if they're real, that means God got to be real.
Yeah.
You feel me? So check it out. I told my manager, yo. I told my manager, yo, I'm leaving. I'm leaving the music business. You know what I'm saying? And I was barely making my way in to start breaking crap. Who knows how far I would have even gone, even more so. Man, I was already working with some of the best in hip-hop, man. You know what I mean? Dude, I don't know if you can get no better than working with some of Wu-Tang family, man.
Right.
You know what I mean? If you're a hip-hop artist or whatever you want to call yourself. You know what I'm saying? I've worked with those who you worship. I work with those who you have a CD probably still bumping. You know what I'm saying? Knowing that you shouldn't be. You know what I mean? I work with them dudes. You know, I'm telling you, man, they need Jesus.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Satan has them blinded also, just like I was blinded. Look, I had them take me to John Hagee's church. And this is where it gets industry. This is the transition you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is the same night, my dude. I had a pastor. I called a pastor out of Phoenix, Arizona that I had knew. And it I don't know what day it was. Whatever March 16, 2009 was, that's the day it falls on. And his pastor told me, I started crying on the phone, yo, and he told me, thus saith the Lord. He goes, you don't get no more chances, and this is all what he was saying in a nutshell. You don't get no more chances, Robert. You know what I mean? He was calling me by my MC name, too, at the time. You know, he said, you don't get no more chances, man. He's like, look, and this is what he said, my dude, I kid you not. He said, pack your bags and leave and walk out. I said, well, you're crazy, man. You telling me to literally pack my bags and walk out? Like, I don't know nobody here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's like, you ain't hearing me. He's like, you make a decision today. There is no more chances for you.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's crazy when you have exhausted all your mercy and grace. What is left after that? Because God does say in the book of Romans, he will hand you over to the forms of your fleshly desires.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And then what? You keep being wicked and then what? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Look, man, there goes Babylon. You want to keep being disrespectful? Look, just like Moses said, remember? He said, look, yo, choose who you want to serve. You want to keep having orgies, or do you want to come and live holy and serve one true God?
Ooh.
So there is a distinction, a clear distinction of choosing to do what is right in Christ, which is righteousness and holiness, according to his precepts. It's a hard no. You just have to have a made-up mind. So I made a choice that day. And I packed my bags and I walked. The only thing I could think was that commercial or that TV that I was seeing. And I had him drop me. I had one of my managers drop me off over at the church. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, no way, no shape or form is this a knockout to John Hagee's church, because God has used that to get me to where I'm at today.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When I had arrived, yo, I guess you could say God's presence was already starting to work on me.
Right.
You know what I mean? The Bible says no man comes unto the Father unless he's what?
Drawn
by the Spirit.
Yeah.
You got to be drawn. See, I was set up by the Holy Ghost. Man, that's powerful. See, I've been commissioned this day to come forth. See, it's crazy when God said, Lazarus, come on out. Robert, come on out. He didn't say, blah, blah, blah. He didn't say association with Wu. He didn't say association with whatever. He said, he called me by name. He says, come on out. Do you want to come? And I said, I don't know what you look like, but I'm going to come. I hear you. I heard about you. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to go ahead and try this one because I've done everything else in the world. I've already experienced death for what it can be. I've experienced this. I've experienced darkness. I've experienced demonic activity. I mean, come on, real. What else is there? There's only one other option.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Which is the light, which is Christ, the King himself. So I went over there, yo. You know what I mean? I had my duffel bag, had my do-rag on, refugee jacket. You know what I'm saying? Just fooled you out, if you will. You know, my boots and shorts look like I just did a show. You know what I'm saying? Just raw. You know what I mean? Walked in there. They were having some type of leadership thing. You know what I mean? And this dude came up to me. This brother came up to me, man. I kid you not, yo. Brother came up to me, and he had told me, he's like, what do you want? Who are you looking for? And I told him, I'm looking for John Hagee. You know what I mean? If anything, that brother can tell me what to do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And he told me like this, yo. He goes, Pastor John Hagee ain't going to be here for another 5 days. So I told him, that's all right, yo. Because what I'll go ahead and do is I'll camp out. You know what I mean? You don't understand. I'm searching for God.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got nowhere else to go. You know what I mean? This is it. I made my choice. I heard what the pastor told me, you know what I'm saying, from the saith the Lord. I did what the pastor said. You know what I mean? And God promised that he's going to do something. What? I didn't know. It was still up in the air. You know what I mean? That dude told me, I kid you not, man. He looked at me. He told me that in the essence, I'm just paraphrasing because I cannot remember verbatimly that night. But in the essence, he had told me this. Look, he she ain't gonna see someone like you. You know what I'm saying? So you might have to just get on and get off. And like, again, I'm paraphrasing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But in essence, that's what he had told me almost to a T. I can't remember actual punctuation or how we use the verbs, but that's what he had told me in essence. Look, man, he doesn't want to see people like you. Get up out of here, so on and so on. I said, are you a Christian? He said, yes. I said, you couldn't fool me. You know what I mean? I was like, you don't seem like a Christian because I'm looking for God.
Yeah.
But look, man, I was ignorant. I haven't accepted Christ as my Savior yet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So is it against him? No. That was just a plan A. I still had to go A, B, and C. I had to get to all my tally marks to get where I was needed. I got kicked off the premises. This is real talk, my dude. Look, for all those who really want to hear something, man, this is how God works, man, when you've been called.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you obey. The key word is obedience, obedience, obedience. You know what I'm saying? I've been called out, y'all. Next thing you know, I go across the street. Security, they kick me off the premises in John Hagee's church. You know what I mean? And all of a sudden, I got my manager. He gave me a Bible. He's like, yo, if you're really going to do this, you're going to need this. You know what I mean? Ain't that something how even God was setting me up?
Yeah.
Look, if you look at spiritually, God was preparing me for my next visitation by him. You know what I mean? I was walking by faith, and I really didn't have any faith. You know what I mean? Maybe a half of a mustard seed. You know what I mean? Faith is what I had. You know what I'm saying? And so I went to the park where the security couldn't get me. There was a nursing home for old folks. This cat came out. He was smoking. I was like, yo, son, let me get a cigarette. So I bummed the cigarette off him. He told me it was work. I started crying. I was like, you don't understand, son. I'm looking for God. I don't know what's going on. You know what I mean? I don't, Jesus better do something. God said he's going to do something. I don't know what he's going to do. He said, look, you can only stay here for one night, and you got to move on. Man, I just became homeless. Not to say I haven't lived in the street type of life, so I know how to adapt. You know what I'm saying? So I could very easily well go rob someone, from John Hagee's church, you know, and come up, go do something, you know what I mean? Go do some dirt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And make my way back and say, oops, you know what I mean? Big mistake type of thing. You know what I mean? So your homie came back about a couple hours later. I told God in essence, I was like, yo, you better do something, man. How you gonna bring me all the way out here, God?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Someone I don't even know. Come on, this is all biblical.
Yeah.
This is biblical, man. Come on, Jesus. This is all biblical, too. It's funny how his word never fails. You know what I mean? He called me out of my place, Jonah. You know what I'm saying? Jesus. You know what I mean? This dude came back. He said, pack your bags. I go, where we're going? He said, just follow. He goes, come here. I'm taking you a place. I said, where? He said, I'm just taking you a place. I said, give me a cigarette. Give me another cigarette. Hold on. Let me smoke a couple more cigarettes because I think where I'm going, there's about to be a change.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Something already staring up is telling me my end is coming. The end of my flesh was about to be crucified. Hallelujah. You know what I mean? I'm preaching up in this mug. You know what I'm saying? Look, man, that natural robber, that old MC, that old dad, everything was about to be crucified onto the cross. Little did I know, they dropped me off in front of a ministry called Victory Gospel Chapel, who just love Jesus, who have a ministry behind the main ministry for men and women who want to give their life to Christ, a 90-day program, a work release program. You want to go into full-time ministry and sit down somewhere and seek the Lord. He said, you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior? I said, yes. He said, give me them cigarettes. I said, okay. He said, our Father. I said, our Father. He said, Lord, forgive me. I said, Lord, forgive me. You know what I'm saying? He goes, come on there. You know what I mean?
Wow, man. So,
I told you, dude.
Yeah.
This is a real stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? I heard everything, man. I can remember it. Look, I live in apartments right across from the church where I could see that day where I came in and when Jesus touched my life,
Amen.
Man. Look, I deserve to burn in hell, my brother. You know what I mean? This is some real stuff, man. I don't have time to play games, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Jesus pulled me out of my grime and my mud like he did David.
Amen.
And he said, son, I have need of you. He said, Robin, I have need of you, but you got to know something. You got to sit down somewhere. You got to put all that music stuff down, and you got to let me clean you up. You know what I'm saying? I had to sit down somewhere. I had to pray. I had to get all that junk out of me. You know what I'm saying? All that cussing and lying, cheating, and stealing. You know what I mean? I had to call upon the name of a true and living God.
Yes.
Christ the Messiah. You know what I'm saying? Jesus, man, I don't think y'all understand. I should have been dead.
Yeah.
I should have been in hell right now.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Hallelujah.
This is real, man.
That's
you
real.
Know, and I'm not the only one. He did it for the Apostle Paul. He did it for you.
Amen.
He's speaking to you right now in Christ's name. This is the Holy Ghost, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He washed away my tears, man. This is worship. This is about him. And that's the transition. and I accepted Jesus, man. You know what I'm saying? And since then, I've grown. I fell in the church. I made my mistake. I got up. You know what I mean? I got corrected. I've been disciplined, man. And I finally, God showed me, Robert, you need a holy fear. You need to know what it is to be truly have a holy fear.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And then when I learned that, I said, Lord, why did I still mess up even being saved, Lord, knowing what I know? He said, because you didn't receive truly everything about me. You know what I mean? He goes, you have to give it all up, Robert. You got to give it all up. Forget it all. You know why? Because if you seek the kingdom of God first and all of his righteousness, everything else will be added unto you according to the word of God in Matthew 6:33. You know what I mean?
Yes, man.
My hand will be healed.
Seven seal, man, that's a powerful testimony that you share with us. Man, we're going to go to another song, man, and we're going to get right back into this, bro, because this is some good stuff, some great, great testimonies, man. And not only that, man, I pray that, as he said, that you would understand that God, anybody that's out there listening right now, that God does love you. He wants to do the same thing for you, man. We're going to go to your song right here, Recon My Land. We're going to be right back after this on Yada the King Radio. Here we go.
Yeah. Ayo, my pupils dilate. I'm full bred, I'm led by the Spirit. And he who believes in the Son, he got life. Breathe before you die, son. Shed the shield, live forever. Eternal grace, I got war badges, kid. I bleed for my brothers, I lay claymores. Radioactive trench war. We destroyed his temple, but he rose in the third. He stole the keys. I'm blind without the optimist. Double dagger, disciple, lay my trip blind. This is militant music, son. That true fire war music. Ministerial, I gotta keep it raw. I seen fallen cherubims. Bright wings, he brings death. Lord of the flies, I smash the airways. I stay in prayer. Blood of Jesus, I'm surrounded by legions. Solo mission, recon my land. Claim my kids, I seek his face. I'm in the third watch. Check it. Hey yo, no telling when you see me. I'm in the dugout. Soon I'm going home to the Father. Speed plane, trench terrain. I murdered this flesh. I got a casket with broad shoulders. I'ma lay the barriers. Through music, I'ma glorify the Son. The hour's come. He revealed himself to man, but we executed a king. Through his blood, I've been set free. I used to dig my own grave. Bombless pit, screams from the soul. I'm a vessel and I want to be used. I'ma use my angels, the hierarchy. Tag team with the throne, send my prayers back home. I roll the tanks, I've been dispatched for such a time like this. Call it airborne, I got favor to reason with God. I'm dirty like crimson, I rise to the sky cause of his crucifixion. I distribute the word evenly, yeah, yeah. I distribute the word evenly, yeah. All sides of your membrane. Yeah. God's dagger. Yo, we militant soldiers. We on the run for Christ, so we militant soldiers. Yo, we militant soldiers. Yo, we on the run for Christ, so we militant soldiers. Yeah. And yo, we militant soldiers. We on the run for Christ, so we militant soldiers. Yeah. Seven shield like what? Keep it hotter than blue mics.
Live on your radio stations, it's campaign. And you know I'm down with all soul music, right?
Yeah, yeah.
TJ the Plain Man. This is our year, you feel me? Come on. Now this is for the lovers who constantly singing, holding a fort down, all about kingdom building. Put Christ first, establishing their children. Not judging by their fruit, now that's what I call a Christian. Now listen, you wonder why relationship is friction. About multiplying, why you using division? It's all about the helpmate, not an independent woman. We dependent on God first to make our decisions. It's all about the cup.
covenant. Yes. Never acting on feelings. Emotions never faithful. The heart's what's revealing. Sometimes women keep their heart concealed in. They don't wanna be hurt again. They tired of demanding. So this for a man to get emotional ties with. It started as friends to say and flip the script. Look at being selfish. That's how we all get tricked. Stop focus on ourselves. We need to focus on the covenant.
Hey, hey, it's not about you. It's not about me. It's about us. Never gonna back down. This is where we at now.
Yeah. I know we're going through hard times. It only takes a time.
All my couples in the building know exactly how I'm feeling.
It's not about the sexual. You know what? I wanna get next to you, connect to you, show you how much I really love you. Love you. But when I confess to you, you standing like a vesicle. And it hurts inside, my heart's require medical. Need to stay focused, sketches out like a pencil. Whatever we don't like, we erase it. Simple. With Christ on my mental, he built me up spiritual. Cheating's not an option, so it's time to begin. I married you, cause I see something so special. Beautiful angel, I'm happy that I met you. I'm never meant to hurt you, the times I disrespect you. I need you in my life, hope the feeling is neutral. Say this and help, to death do us hard. The vows that I made remains in my heart. Everyone has problems, but we must commit. Stop focus on ourselves, we need to focus on the covenant.
Hey, hey, it's not about you, it's not about me. It's about us. Never gonna back down, this is where we at now.
Yeah, I know we're going through hard times.
It only takes a time.
Something about the way you make me feel. When I'm next to you, I know that this is real. I know we've had our ups and downs before, but it's not enough to scream and slam the door. When I met you, I just knew you are the one. Besides the Lord, you are the one.
I don't care about our past or what we've had. What matters is now, for you I made a vow. Hey, it's not about you, it's not about me, it's about us. Never gonna back down, this is where we at now.
Yeah, I know we're going through hard times.
It only takes a time.
Resource on the West Coast.
West Coast.
West Coast.
West Coast.
RadioSire.com.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Duck King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada.King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
Yeah, right there, that was Campaign featuring Antoine Hilton. God First is the song, man. And that's just talking about putting God first in relationships, man. And for all those out there that is struggling in your relationships, like, take a time to step back and put God first. If you want your relationships to be blessed, as the homie Seven Seal was talking about, he was talking about holiness. There is something. God has not forgot about holiness. You know what I'm saying? Since Jesus came and died on the cross, he didn't throw away holiness. There's nothing like that has happened. So we have to continue to strive to be holy, man. Hey, Seven Seal, man, I'm ready to hop on the topic of the day, man. You ready with me, bro?
Don Christian Young. Don, let's do it, man.
All right, that's what it is, man. We're going to talk about the voice of Christians or Christians' voice. I'm going to ask you this, man. Right now, in today's world, do you feel that we have lost our voice as believers as a whole to be able to speak with, you know what I'm saying, such organizations as, you know, all these other organizations that they have out there? Do you feel Christians still have that same voice and are we as strong as they are?
Yes and no. You know what I mean? I say yes, because there's always going to be a portion of Christians who just need to have that revelation of being bold. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Being bold in the things of the Lord. And is it to say that, you know what I mean, you're going to go to hell? Well, if you deny him, you know what I mean, the Bible says if you deny Christ, he's going to deny you to the Father. You know what I mean? I guess you can look at that in a couple of instances. Versus if you're an actual Christian who just needs help to being bold. And you do minister the gospel, but you still have a spirit of fear that attacks you, and because of that, you just don't want to speak out versus someone who just doesn't want to say Jesus' name whatsoever.
Right.
So we got two different distinctions of how we can dissect that particular scripture, if you will. So, being in that, yes and no. No in the aspect because there are Christians out there, you know what I'm saying, who are bold in Christ, who will take the beating for Jesus. Why? Because he did it for me, first of all. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it's like these politics is going around, man. You know what I mean? Even in today's politics, you know, for the election, et cetera, et cetera. Don't put me on TV, man. Last thing you want to do is put a real minister behind the camera scene to talk about homosexuality.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Talk about this. Look, man, I'm going to share the love of Christ Jesus, but I'm going to definitely say what the word says, man.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it's an abomination. You know what I'm saying? Is homosexuality welcome in the kingdom of heaven? No, it's not.
Right.
No, it's not. You know what I'm saying? But they need Jesus. They need Jesus because I was bound by fornication. It's just another genre of sexual morality,
right,
of impurity. You know what I'm saying? Just another category under the same helmet. You know what I mean? So I was bonded just like them. Am I any different from them when I was a sinner? No, I needed Jesus too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But now that I know the truth, I got to be an example of his holiness. You know what I'm saying? And be an example of love. You know what I mean? And let them know, hey, God has not called you to be a homosexual. You know what I mean? Nowhere in the Bible has it say that man be man, the woman be woman. The earth cannot populate with such a nonsense like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But look, man, Jesus came to give you life and more abundant. Come on, Holy Ghost.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? That's not who you're supposed to be. Your spiritual identity has been stolen and raped by the devil.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? It's time to claim your identity back. You are and have been created a child from the Most High God. You're supposed to be a Christian. You're supposed to be following God's begotten Son.
Amen.
Who's been prophesied and spoken of many generations before the coming of Emmanuel. You know what I'm saying? Of our Emmanuel. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. Like, yes and no, man.
So,
you know what I mean?
So talk to me about this. For us to become, even in all the countries, not just the United States, because I feel like it's really the same place. And I can say there is a voice for Christians. And as I was reading in Romans chapter 1 this last weekend that I preached, it talks about the world knows that there's a God, but they try to suppress the truth. Do you feel that we, even as Christians, sometimes suppress our truth because we don't share the truth?
Yeah, Well, yeah, man. Look. What does the Bible say about it? The Bible says faith without works is what?
Yeah. Dead.
It's dead.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're spiritually dead, son. You know, and I'm not saying you. I'm just saying anybody out there who holds the gospel,
right,
and yet you've been saved by grace and mercy that you don't deserve. How dare you hold that gospel? How dare you hold that goodness of Christ Jesus? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And I tell that to those who know Jesus, who have seen miracles by the Lord, who have been touched by him himself. You know what I'm saying? And yet you're afraid to tell someone about Jesus. Woe can be unto you, man. You are walking on dangerous ground. And I'm not prophetically speaking. No, I'm talking about biblical. You know what I'm saying, man?
Yeah.
Stop it. You know what I mean? Because don't forget, reading Revelations, man. Look, you did everything good, but guess what? I have a knot against you.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? Don't allow the Lord to have an area to where he can say, hey, I have an odd against you. Well, don't forget, man, if you don't want to proclaim the gospel, then why are you a Christian? You know what I'm saying? Don't call yourself a Christian then, man. You know what I mean? This ain't the thing to do. Just go sell CDs. This is a walk, man, to the death.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? You got to die to be a Christian. Well, what you mean, Seventh Seal? What you mean, Minister Robert? You gotta die, son. Once you become a Christian, you finna die, homie.
Yeah,
son, you know what I mean? You're about to be crucified. But wait a minute, we living in the new times, true that, but guess what? Spiritually, your flesh gets crucified on the cross, man, daily.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Fight the devil where he knows he can use you the most is through your flesh. You know what I'm saying? Your flesh, pride of life, lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh. Read your word according to 1 John chapter 2, I think verse 15, 16, and 17. You can't even love the things in the world. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes even as us Christians, we have a hard time pulling away. You know what I mean? Do I have it all together? No. Am I striving for Christ? Yes. Am I going to choose to sin? No. So I'm going to go ahead and continue to walk in holiness. If I make a mess up, it's not because I'm going to go sin. It's because I did something I shouldn't have done in the body of Christ, in Christ himself, and God had corrected me. He said, Robert, why did you get angry? Robert, why did you do that? Robert, why didn't you repent? Why didn't you die, Robert, so she could live?
Yeah. Man,
you know
look.
What I mean? It's things like that. Other than that, man, I'm not going to have that so where the Lord can say I have an heart against you, because that's going to be scary, man. You know what I mean? I do not want to be before the seat of judgment, the throne of judgment, and God says you cannot come on in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a place right there because I never knew you.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? You can't hold this good God in a box. You know what I mean? I'm not saying go and do all kinds of show club events. Nah, man, you cannot hold God in your temple and expect just, you know what I mean, nothing to say. You got to tell, you got to speak that, hey, man, Jesus loves you. You know what I mean? Hey, man, he does have a future and a hope for you. He did it for me. He can do it for you. Can I pray for you? You know what I mean? We are a normal life. Yes, we are human. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have a normal life.
Yeah.
You know, look at Paul. You know what I mean? The apostles had to work. But even ministries were sewing on to them. You know what I'm saying? But Paul took a vacation real quick and he went and started making tents.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I bet you know what I mean? That it was a 24-7 preaching, so that must have been an opportunity for him just to chill and play Call of Duty. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And even that, he had to be an example of being holy, even doing such things as that.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? So everything has to be an example of Christ. This ain't no joke, man. You know, we really got to wake up and, you know, stop playing around and thinking that what we think we're doing is okay because it's not according to the word of God.
Right.
We will be held accountable.
Yeah,
you know,
man.
What I'm saying?
So talk to me, man. We're going to go to this song, your brand new song right here, Story That Lives. Tell me about this one right before we go into it, man.
Story That Lives, it's a wake-up call. It's a new thing God is doing with me. The mixtape is called Daggers of Truth, you know what I'm saying? Hosted by DJ Free, you know what I mean? Shout out to DJ Free, you know what I'm saying? But he's going to be putting it down. It should be releasing by sometime in August. You know me, I personally got detained for a little bit, and I couldn't put it out at the end of July the way I wanted it to be. But I'm going to tell you this, when you guys hear the song, you're going to hear the anointing more than anything and how God was just using me. So I'm just excited how the mixtape is going to be finished. I'm not even done with it yet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it just gives you an idea. But this song is telling you about the most greatest story that ever lived and forever shall live until the end of time.
All right, let's get it in, y'all. Yada the King Radio, Story That Lives. Let's go.
It forever lives. Yeah. And yo, the message plows in my brain, and the story that forever shall live. And this world still passes away and never seems to stop.
but he did it for me. And rivers of blood laid a path from this Mount of Olives. And a male's painful kiss, it came from a human. One of his disciples, the son of perdition. And the images are relived and disposed, and the testaments are reread. Behold, the angel of the Lord, the fourth presence, the pit of fire, the three Hebrew men, King Nebuchadnezzar, a simple puppet in Satan's hand, and writing appears upon the wall, and the prophet Joshua speaks, as for me and my house, I shall serve the Lord, but this world bows down to many false gods. I hate travels down from demonic pregnancies, chosen from Satan's kingdom, to retain the king of the Jews, mocked and bruised. Blood vessels are broken, blood scars take formation, but his spirit is eternal, and prophecy always had a voice. It brought abundant life, God's presence in this simple vessel, a promise to the world with plans and future of hope. Just for the short time to come to your senses and receive the Christ as your savior. So turn from your sin and walk in holiness. His name is Jehovah, the lover of my soul. Welcome to his grace and mercy, the greatest love story. Yeah, the greatest love story. He died so you can live. He is the Christ, the rock of ages, Jesus.
Your boys in the hood running alleys like Ricky. Yep, them shots fired. I thank the father I'm not hit. Jackie Robinson, they throwing pictures. I dodge it. Hell's highway through heavy traffic. I frog it. Keys at their hand, but nah, they don't blog it. Islam, Buddhist, 5% is Hindu. These are the offspring of the false things that sin do. Lord had mercy on their lost soul. God knows. Hope they make it to the banquet for that door closed and they locked out. Wanna stone me with their rocks out. But in any sport, my tumbo, I pack you out, I box out. Yeah, ready?
Liberty to gain just a little security. I'm being frank,
But if life is so clear, peace is so sweet, at the cost of change of slavery, this power implanted inside a man, it's almost natural that he abuse it, maybe for some fame, platinum selling music, constitution of a higher power, that we lose the freedom inside of this evil final hour. Don't be afraid to stand up and judge truth over falsehood. You lose freedom when your back turned to the violence inside of your hood. Wilson, Kennedy, Lincoln, Madison, Jackson. Some say the greatest, but I challenge every action. Christ set us free, we would exemplify his action. Living under law, I see Bible-toting pastors. How can he be the father? His kids don't call him master. You brainwashed. Put the act in and wake up.
Right there, man. Lil Prophet. The song is called Brainwash, featuring Cambino and Yavis, man. You guys got to go check that out, man. Listen to that whole project, man. It's about, this is like we've been talking about with Seven Seal, man, about crucifying the old man. The album, man, is out right now. You want to go pick it up. It's called Revolution, man. We need a revolution in our spirit, man. We need to kill the flesh, revolt against the flesh, and rise in the spirit, man. And we got Seven Seal right now getting it in with me, man. And for all those people that's wondering about your music, how can they go get your music? Where are you at in the internet land, man? Talk to me, bro.
Yeah, you can holler me right now at sevenseal.com. The number 7VNSEAL, you know what I mean, .com, you know what I'm saying? Twitter, same thing, twitter.com/, you know, Seven Seal, Facebook, Seven Seal. You know what I mean? Just Google Seven Seal, you know what I'm saying? But on my website, you can catch the latest video, Recall My Land, is Mad Raw and Underground, None But Jesus. Give me some free downloads. The song that you just heard, the three songs, is up for download for free right now. Story That Lives, for the new mixtape, is up. You can get my EP, Seven Brigade, you know what I mean, on iTunes, Amazon. You can cop it over on the website also, you know what I mean? So all the social media network that you need is on SevenSeal.com.
That's what it is right there, man. So definitely go ahead and support, man. What are some things you got coming up, man, that you want to share? What cities you going to be in? Talk to me about that.
Currently right now, I'm just chilling in San Antonio. I do have, there's a big evangelist conference that's taking place at Victory Gospel Chapel tomorrow. It's a two-day event. You know what I mean? I have the honors of doing the song to bring forth the spirit, if you will, of just going to war for Jesus. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go ahead and do Recall My Land. You know, a lot of people who are following me already, you know what I'm saying? You know, they just love that track. It's a classic in the so-called underground realm for Christ. You know what I mean? And, man, you know, I don't anticipate doing anything until the end of the year. Right now, I'm getting ready to start booking up again. You know what I mean? I did some bookings already, but, you know, booking and touring, that's not what I'm all about. You know what I'm saying? That's the least of my concerns, man. You know what I mean? God going up to open up the doors he wants me to go. It's not where I want to go.
Right. Now, that's good stuff, man. So be complacent with where God has you, man. And I know he could talk about that, man. Just what can you share some of the stuff that God has you doing in the city of San Antonio right now? And even in some of the surrounding cities, man. You shared with me that you went to a conference and ministered there up in Arizona and stuff like that, man. Talk to me about a little bit about that. Just in, you know, your surrounding areas.
You know, man, ever since I came back from Tucson, Arizona, they had a conference over there also not too long ago, about a month, end of June, if I'm not mistaken, with Battleground City. Shout out to Battleground City, you know what I mean, for bringing me out. You know, it was amazing. Hit them up, you know what I mean, just I'm out here in San Antonio again, you know what I'm saying. Got this evangelist conference coming up right now, you know what I mean. So I see God just using me sporadically, if that makes sense.
Right.
You know what I mean? I know I'm trying to eventually book out, and I'm trying to get it started out in Ohio. You know what I mean? I love Ohio. I love that state. You know what I'm saying? I just want to go hit it up. You know what I mean? Get connected with DJ Free, Kingdom Minded Music Radio out there also, and that's where I'm going to try to We're trying to get some bookings going on over there for the end of the year, you know what I mean? To get something rolling over there also, you know what I'm saying? So God is good, man. To God be all the glory, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. And talk to me, man. I know you do a little bit of work with some radio shows out there as well. Can you just share some of those radio shows? And, I mean, any shout-outs you want to give, man, go ahead and feel free to do that.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus is good. Yeah, man, like I said, I'm a part of AMG Music Group. I know some of y'all have been seeing that out lately, you know what I mean? It's Artillery Music Group, you know what I'm saying? It's a giant ministry that houses a couple other few ministries within it. And I'm proud to say that also ShakeTheEarthRadio.com. Go check it out. It's easily ShakeTheEarthRadio.com. It's an all gospel and Christian contemporary radio station, Christian online radio, if you will, with DJ T-Wog, a phenomenal mix show. Go check them out. AMG is also associated. Check this out. It's also starting to get some groundwork going on, man. You know what I mean? With Yada the King Radio. Hallelujah. Yeah. You know what I mean? So there's some groundbreaking work, foundation work that's taking place. So you just don't know what's going to happen. Shout out to the Yes Hour radio show, to Mr. C. Yo, he's going to be on my mixtape, man. You guys got to hear him sing. Shout out to my brother, Sirius. You know what I mean? I love you, Sirius. You know what I'm saying? Hold it down for Jesus. Do your thing. Woman of God. You know what I mean? Hallelujah. And you know what I mean? Kingdom on the radio. You know what I mean? Yada the King radio. You know what I'm saying? And there's just so many stations that have supported me as now being a Christian artist, if you will, you know what I'm saying? And there's just so many to mention that you know, that's not in your typical triangle of Christian hip-hop news, if you will.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there's just a lot of people to target. People just don't even know that you exist, you know what I'm saying? But yet they're going hard for Christ. So it's amazing how, you know, God is using all of us in these last days to go minister the word, you know what I mean?
Amen. Yo, look, check this out, man. Let's do this. What's some of the last words that you want to share with anybody out there, man, that may be listening, bro?
Any last words, I would have to say, man, it's just trust in the Lord in all his ways and don't lean on to your own understanding. You know what I'm saying, man? Trust me, man. Look, sometimes I have a hard time wanting to pray, as crazy militant-minded as I am. Sometimes I don't want to worship. Sometimes I don't feel like going to church. But you got to command your flesh to do it. You got to put him first, man.
Yeah.
Give him a sacrificial prayer if you really don't want to pray. But I guarantee most of the time you're going to want to pray and you're going to want to worship, but your flesh does fight. So I'm going to tell you again, man, seek your headship, you know what I mean, before you go and do stuff. Don't be rebellious. Be obedient to the word of God, you know what I'm saying? It's not about you, you know what I mean? It's all about connection, and there is a structure and order. So be holy, for he is holy. You know what I mean?
Amen. Yo, look, this is what we're going to do, man. It was a pleasure having the homie Seven Seal with us, man. And we're going to definitely, we're going to keep tuned to what you got going. And we pray that God would bless your ministry, that God would continue to build you up and use you in all the areas of ministry that he has you in. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Lord.
All right, bruh, man. We appreciate you getting on with us, bruh.
Yeah. Amen. Yada the King. Shalom.
All right. Life. Yo, check this out. We're going to go into this cut. Right now, we're going to go into this song, Swerve, featuring Kid Jordan Armstrong, and it's by the homie Black Knight, man. You guys don't want to miss this joint here on Yada the King Radio. Let's check that out here. Let's get it in.
Everybody know it. Living my life, I ain't living for the moment. Better start moving. Better start moving. I'm in my zone, got me feeling like a million. I go, homie. Walking on that water, you won't catch me in that boat. And yes, I'm a believer, despite of all the whispers. Yeah, I gotta do what he say, I'll respond without a murmur. I gotta let go with my ego. If I don't, I go so crazy like a monkey with some symbols. I know it's not a riddle, but that we go keep it simple. All you gotta do is listen, then it's time to go. Swerve. Ha. Swerve. Swerve. Swerving,
catch me in my lane, boy. KI2Ds, remember the name, boy. How we gon' follow the savior? High like elevators, ain't worry about getting paper. Find me where my father be. Shout out to Show and the cats in high society. In these black nights, I'm shining with the black knight. Christ-like image, take a picture, it'll last your life. Move if you win the weight. Give the applause like audience, cause we here to stay. Here to make a change, swerving, they say we insane. Paint a certain picture so they keep us in a certain frame. I'm a
swerve.
Let me
swerve.
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 No, I swear.
Like driver's ed, driver's ed. Going dumb, going dumb.
Special ed,
special ed.
I do it for the people.
Y'all, they love the kids.
And I'm extra fly
because he got
so I can live.
And that's what it is.
Bite my tongue,
to say the least.
All they do is bark,
but I'm a dog off the leash.
When it comes to this music, what I do, capiche?
I'm about some blood,
cause every day I fight the beast.
Riding around in that old capri,
in the dirty side, just like OT.
God told me that I'd be me when I was making beats on that old motif.
I feel like I could say the world 1,000 times.
God bless me so I can shine.
Going hard with this solid time.
Swerve. Swerve. Swerve.
Find it, live it, love it, spread it. It's the new motto.
New
Christ
motto.
Wrote the stone away. He's my role model.
He's my role model.
Holy Spirit, give me up.
Yeah.
Full throttle.
Full throttle.
Now I walk the new path. Runway mouth.
Yep.
No Moscato. Yeah, my guy, he answers prayer, but there ain't no genie in the bottle.
Yeah,
you hollow, but he hollow.
And all them other guys, they just bogus.
And I just wanna see him clear.
Canon,
focus.
Bow.
Generation 242. Yeah, we won the game. It's the takeover. Ricky in the brain.
Yeah.
Our whole team.
Yeah.
We go insane.
Yeah.
When he say go, we go.
Yo.
We moving,
swear,
man.
Swerve. Everybody know it. Living my life, I ain't living for the moment. Better start moving. Better start moving. Better start moving. Better start moving.
Swerve.
Swerve. Swerve. Swerve. Swerve.
Once more with feeling.
Swerve.
Swerve. Swerve. Swerve.
It's your boy Kim, man.
Swerve.
Swerve.
It's the break-in. Black Knight.
Swerve.
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 Swerve. We swerving over here, man.
Swerve.
Get at me.
Yeah. Tell my out. Everybody, what's going on? Like, you call yourself Sneed to Exclusive, you know what I'm saying? That theater, like, you know, my tracks are better with the school. Everybody ain't have, you know what I'm saying? I make tracks exclusively for my guy. You can tell him.
The beat back in case you couldn't tell. DT exclusive. Watch the Lord use him. I used to make beats for the world. I'm so in love with Jesus Christ, homie.
No homo.
He put your boy back up on the top.
No homo.
Uh-oh, this beat loco. And it's so deaf, homeboy, no so-so. Yeah, you know it's hot, but I ain't talking cocoa. I am anointed, yeah, I be dropping. And 808 ain't the only thing you feel knocking. Yeah, the spirit of the Lord will come through and he'll change you on the track. So he gave me the gift and I'ma give it right back. That's why
the beat knocking, knocking, case. You couldn't.
That's why I don't compromise when my pocket's hurting. Cause I know that he gon' hold me down and that's for certain. As long as I'm holy and I'm walking in my purpose. It's me and my beats and my Jesus. I may not be a pastor, a prophet, a deacon, but it's ministry when you hear them subs beating. I do this for the ones that hit the club on the week. I'm using my gift. Go so hard. Don't let the swag catch y'all guard. I am just a servant trying to lead you to the Lord. That's why the beat banging with the gospel in my bars. You dig?
The beat knocking, knocking, case. You couldn't.
Reppin'
price, partner, don't even bother. See, I care about your soul, homie, not about your dollar. But all my Christian brothers, yo, give your boy a holler. And I got them for the low, low. $100 a pop, fam. 25 hour, had you sounding like a rock man. Nah, this song ain't about who I am, but who I do it for. Jesus Christ, call him I am.
The beat, knocking out the case. You couldn't tell.
Yo, man, we had to go in, man. You know you love them joints right there. Swerve was the song before that. The next song was Steve T, and it's a Steve T exclusive, man. And just him sharing his story about how it's all for the Lord now, man. That's really what it's all about. Let's go hard for the King, man. I'm going to talk on the topic of the day, the voice of Christians or Christians' voice. I feel like this, man. We have to... Actually, let me read this, man, from Facebook. Somebody hit us up on with the topics periodically. If I get the topic early enough, I'm gonna let people know about it. And the topic, you know, like I said, are we losing our voice? Are we louder than ever? And our thoughts even on the Chick-fil-A joint that just happened. And one of the ladies hit us up, but she said, I believe that we have become complacent with our pastors, bishops, etc. being our voice and speaking about issues only within the walls of the church and amongst ourselves. Our voice isn't lost. It's just not a reflection of Jesus or God as it should be. And I think that's very accurate, because a lot of times I've even seen it where somebody might need prayer. They say, hey, well, let the bishop or, you know what I'm saying, the pastor pray for them. But God is calling you, if you are a believer, if you are a sold out believer for the Lord, he is calling you to move forth and be that voice. We got to understand, and I say this too. Number one, if we want to have a strong voice as the body of Christ, we have to be unified. There's too many things that we're not unified on, doctrines. Obviously, it has to be biblically sound. Everything got to be biblically sound. But we, like I always tell a lot of people, man, it seems like we argue about, you know what I'm saying, our denominations more than we uphold the name of Jesus. It's like we want to preach our denominations. But God didn't call, like Jesus didn't say, you're the Baptist, you're the Kojic, you're the, you know what I'm saying, Reformed. God didn't give us all those titles. We made up those titles ourselves. He said, preach the kingdom of God. Preach submitting to God. Preach that I am the way to God. Jesus is the only way. That's the stuff that we have to preach on. When we become unified, we can have a voice again. And I believe that, you know, just with the whole Chick-fil-A thing, man, it was a wonderful thing to see Christians be unified behind the guy that Dan Cathy, the president of Chick-fil-A, just sharing, hey, man, I have a stance on biblical beliefs. I don't care what anybody else says. This is what I'm going to do. Even though, like, and let's just think about this. His business could have been shut down if we didn't rally around him. And I believe this. There's even smaller Christian companies that have faced the same type of thing. Right now, I'm going to just share this. Right now, there's a man in Arizona. I don't know all the details, but there's a man in Arizona that had a Bible study that has been placed in jail for 60 days. I tweeted it out when I saw about that, but nobody has said nothing about that. Now, he don't have a large business like Chick-fil-A, but I believe Christians should be outraged about these kind of things, because when they start taking the Bible out and making us, you know what I'm saying, subject to their laws against the word of God, Christians have to have a voice. And I challenge all the people, all the believers of God, not just the big name Christians, not just the big bishops, man, let us vocally show that we're committed to God. Let us unify and show that we're committed to God, committed and, you know, connected. And we're going to just show the world the voice of God, man. We have to do that, because the world doesn't want us to have a voice. Like I was saying in earlier, in Romans chapter 1, it says that the world wants to suppress the voice of truth. They want to suppress truth. So if they can suppress us, or even if we don't speak up on certain things, they're doing what they want to do, man. So look, let's make sure our voice is clear, loud and clear in the things that we do. Let's come together, man. And that's really what it is. I got to talk about this USA basketball team, man. Now, I got to watch my first game, like the real games, you know, the preliminary games. I don't really count those. But today, man, all I'm going to say is I've never seen anything like this. All right. Now, the first quarter, first of all, in the NBA quarters are 12 minutes long. Okay. They're 12 minutes long. In the USA basketball tournament or the Olympics, it's only 10 minutes long. So I'll tell you, in a 12-minute quarter, if a team puts up 30 points, that's a lot of points in a 12-minute quarter. In 10 minutes, the USA team put up 49 points. And their defense is so raw. And look, the announcer's just like, at some point, the USA team is just going to have to back off because, you know, we want to be politically correct. And see, that's right there. You know, to me, man, like, just play the game. Don't do that. Anyways, so they scored the most points ever in a basketball game in the U.S. Olympics today. I think they had, I think it was 146. Don't quote me on that. Let me look at it. I just tweeted it out not too long ago. But 156 points. Now, we've never seen anything like that, man. Never seen anything like that. But I will say this, that old Dream Team, and I didn't mean to say it like that, old Dream Team, they didn't have as many scores as this team has, man. I'm just saying, like, everybody on the court can shoot a three-pointer, and when they start shooting, it's a wrap, man. That's just my case, man. I still want to know what you think, though, about the old Dream Team versus the new USA Olympic teams. And Kobe was going off in the first quarter, by the way. He still got it, man. This is your boy, Don Christian, Yada the King. I'm out.
I always gotta keep my praise yeah. unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada Da King Radio.
Yada Da King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit YadaDaKing.com
for the latest episode on Yada Da King Radio.
I always gotta keep my friends.
Yada Da King Radio.
Yada the King Radio out in Las Vegas right now.
For all those that didn't know, you can catch Yada the King Radio out in Las Vegas right now. Every Tuesday and Saturday at 6 p.m. Catch us on KLAV AM 1230, the talk of Las Vegas, baby, at unity.com.
That's spelled www.unity-t.com.
Yada the King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new GospelNW.com, your internet gospel music station, every Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is Yada the King?
Yada the King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life.
Yes, Yada the King Radio
now on GospelNW.com.